This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Brazil is in the midst of an agribusiness boom. Vast farms of 10 or 20,000 acres are churning out soybeans and other commodities for the world market. That is good news for the country's balance of payments, but it's also turning millions of acres of Amazon rainforest into a tropical version of Kansas. In the first of two reports, NPR's Martin Costi reports on life on Brazil's rapidly expanding frontier.
In the Amazon state of Mato Grosso, the future has arrived. A bright yellow crop duster makes low passes over vast fields of soybeans. Back in the 1970s, the old military regime hoped to turn the Amazon into Brazil's new breadbasket. 3 decades later, that dream has come true. Sinop is a typical ag boom town. It was founded in 1974 at the geographic center of South America. Now, 70,000 people live here. The highway leading into town is bustling. There are miles of new housing developments, restaurants, hotels, and the Amazonia Farm Machinery Dealership. Moisés de Bastiani has dropped by to pick up a new tractor. He's one of the region's new mega farmers.
Olha, o pessoal que tá aqui é um pessoal que tem...
People here have a spirit of adventure, De Bastiani says. A farmer from the south can come up here and buy 10 times the land he had back home. The only thing slowing down the march of progress, he says, is the highway. BR-163 is the road the military regime cut through the jungle in the 1970s to connect the Amazon to the rest of Brazil. But the generals never quite finished the job. The final 600 miles is still just dirt, or mud, depending on the season. It can take trucks 10 days to go 100 miles. Under pressure from agribusiness, the government now says it will pave the rest of the highway, perhaps starting this summer. This news has raised hopes here where the pavement ends, Guarantã do Norte, a sleepy town where parrots perch on the power lines. Mayor José Humberto brought the first settlers to this site in 1980, and his name now adorns the municipal soccer field. Sitting at a conference table made of a single slab of tropical hardwood, Humberto predicts great things. If we have 30,000 people today, in 2 years we'll have 50 or 60,000 people. This will be a town on the level of Sinop, he says. But not everyone here shares the mayor's boosterism. Loredana Balbinot runs a drugstore on the main drag. She arrived here with her family in 1981, when she was 3 years old, and she doesn't romanticize the pioneer experience.
We lived in shacks with palm frond roofs. Half the people in our group died of malaria, or because they were weakened by a lack of food. We ate a lot of heart of palm. Nowadays, I can't even look at heart of palm. And we shot whatever animals we found, even monkeys. Those of us who survived did so out of sheer stubbornness.
But her doubts about settling the Amazon put her in the minority. Most people here are eager to keep pushing north. Ivo Neves is one of those who's claimed land on the unpaved highway. He says he has to keep an eye out for claim jumpers. They come in with guns. We work the land, but those guys just want to grab it so they can resell it, Neves says. He's referring to a practice known as grilaging, stealing land by means of intimidation, forged documents, or simple trickery. Policeman Emerson Pereira says grilaging is rampant.
They find some land and clear a few acres in an out-of-the-way corner. They set up a shack and sometimes they transplant full-grown plants, just to make the claim that they've been there for a while.
Grilaging is almost standard practice in the Amazon, and Pereira says paving the rest of the highway will carry the land disputes deeper and deeper into the Amazon. He says the police there need to be reinforced. Otherwise, in his words, goodbye forest. The Brazilian government says this time things will be different and is preparing a so-called sustainability plan for the road. The government also promises to rein in the illegal clear-cutting of the forest that's been so common along other stretches of Amazon Highway. But if previous waves of settlement are any indication, that promise will be nearly impossible to keep. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the environmental cost of big agriculture in the Amazon.